The Gemara and Daf Lamed quotes a Braisa that lists the different Isurim of Tisha B'Av. The Braisa says, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol Mitzvah Sanogos Ba'Avel Nogos B'Tisha B'Av. All the halachas that apply to an Avel during Shiva apply on Tisha B'Av as well. Asa Ba'achila, B'Shasiya, B'Sicha, B'Nila Sasandal, B'Tash B'Shamita, V'Asa Likras B'Torah, B'Nevim, U'B'Ksuvim, etc. So basically, just like an Ovel is Osir in the Chamisha Inuyim and he can't learn Torah, so to on Tisha B'Av one has to abstain from the Chamisha Inuyim, these five activities, and he's not allowed to learn Torah either. We'll talk about Torah a little bit later on. When you consider the Chamisha Inuyim, we have two different models before Tisha B'Av. Two different models when the Chamisha Inuyim apply. One is Yom Kippur, of course. The Chamisha Inuyim are Osir on Yom Kippur. And the second is an Ovel Toch Shiva. So the question is, what does Tisha B'Av fit into? Which model does it fit into? Does it fit into one? Does it fit into the other? Does it fit into both? So from the Lashon of the Braisa, it would appear that what model is Tisha B'Av fitting into? Avel. Kol mitzvah hanogos ba'avel, nogos b'Tisha B'Av. It's interesting, the girsa of the Rosh is actually not osa b'achilu b'shsiya. He starts with sicha. In the Maseres HaShatz on the side, it points out that you're supposed to read berchitzo b'sicha. Rechitza should be mentioned in the Braisa as well. Everyone says that. But the Girsa of the Rosh leaves out Achila and Shasiya. As opposed to Rashi on the Sugya, Rashi quotes Achila and Shasiya, which is interesting because, as far as I know, an Ovel is not also Achila and Shasiya. That would be very difficult. So it's quite interesting that it's mentioned in the Braisa. That's probably why the Rosh takes it out. So from the Rosh's Girsa in the Braisa, it's clear that we're only talking about Mitzvah Sanogos Ba'Ovel. So it would seem as though this Chamisha Inuyim are certainly also Midin Avelus, because that is what the Braisa is talking about. Rashi seems to add these concepts of Tainus as well. But from the Rosh, the Braisa is only talking about Mitzvah Sanogos Ba'Avel. So that's exactly what the Braisa is telling us, that the Chamisha Inuyim are also Midin Avelus, just like an Avel Toch Shiva. And they include all the Yisurim that the Avel is going to be Asur for. This is echoed as well earlier in the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Memra of Raf from Bar Kokhba. Gemara in Taina says, Amar Raf from Bar Kokhba, Amar Rav Chisda. Kol shu mishum ovel, or evel, kegon tisha bav, ve ovel, osu be mechamim ve mitzonin. Kol shu mishum taina, kegon taina sibur, bechamim osu be tzonin mutter. When the Chachamim instituted an Isser Rechitza, an Isser to bathe oneself, to wash oneself because of Tainug, which we'll define as Tainug Yisera, on Tainus Sibor, that's not Mishum Evel, it's not Mishum Avelus, but it's Mishum Tainus, or I should say Mishum Tainug Yisera. So then only Bechamin is Asim. But Kol Shem Mishum Evel, if the Isser Rechitza is because of Avelus, which applies to an Ovel at the Tisha B'Av, so then even Betzonin it's going to be Asim. Meaning even Betzonin Kol Gufo, not only washing selected parts of the body, we're not talking about selected parts of the body here, but washing Kol Gufo Betzonin is going to be Asim. So clearly, Rav Chist over here is also telling us that the Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av is Mishum Evel. It's similar to the Isser Rechitza of an Ovel Toch Shiva. And that's why it's also Ben Becham and Ben Mitzon. So both from the Braisa on Daf Tes and from Rav Chista's statement earlier, the Braisa on Daf Lamed, excuse me, and Rav Chista's statement earlier, it would appear that the Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av is Mishum Avelus. On the other hand, as the Briski Rav points out, from the Gemara Psochim, it would appear that there's a Din Tainus associated with the Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av as well. The Gemara Psochim Adaf Nun Dalet Amud Beis quotes Rebbe Loza's famous memra that both on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, it's also Lahoshet Etzbo B'Mayim. Not only is it also to be Rochitz Kol Gufo B'Mecham B'Mitzonin, but it's also even Lahoshet Etzbo B'Mayim to wash even a small limb Bein B'Cham B'Mitzonin. As opposed to Avel, who's allowed to wash Pan of Yadav Viraglav, he's allowed to wash different parts of his body as long as he doesn't wash his entire body, Bein Becham and Bein Mitzonin, but on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, a person is not allowed to wash even parts of his body. So that's above and beyond the Isser Rechitza of an Ovel, so clearly that's also Mishum Tainus. The Briski Rav points out that from these two Gemaras, you see that the Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av apparently involves both elements. It involves an element of Avelus, and it involves an element of Tainus as well. The element of Avelus tells me that the Isser Rechitza applies Bein Mechav Bein Mitzonein, B'chol Gufo, and the Isser of Tainus, the element of Tainus, tells me that the Isser Rechitza on Tisha B'Av applies even Lahoshet Etzbo B'Mayim, just like on Yom Kippur, it's also Lahoshet Etzbo B'Mayim, even a little bit of washing a small amount of the body, so to on Tishba it's going to be also to wash a small amount of the body. At first glance, to say that the Issur Achitz on Tishba is Mishum Avelus, it seems a little bit strange. It's not really necessary. Once you say it's also Mishum Tainus, Tainus seems to add more. Tainus seems to be the bigger Chumrah. So why is it necessary? Why should we say that the Issur Achitz is Mishum Avelus as well? What's the Nafgemina? Who cares? If it's also Mishum Tainus, that's enough. Once you have the Gemara Pesachim that says it's also Lahoshet that's Boba Mayim, so basically, you're telling me that the Issur Achitz on Tisha B'Av is more than Midin Avelus, it's even Midin Tainus, so that should be enough. So there's an interesting Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch echoes what the Brisker Rav says, that on Tisha B'Av, the Issur Achitz is both Midin Avelus and Midin Tainus. But he says there's a Nafkamina, not only that it's Midin Tainus, that Nafkamina we know. The Nafkamina that it's Midin Tainus is that it's also even Lahoshet that's Boba Mayim. But the Nafkamina that it's Midin Avelus is for a case in which Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos. What's the din? So we know that obviously the dinei tainus of Tisha B'Av are nidchet to Sunday. There's no Isra Achila and Shesia on Shabbos, clearly. So dinei tainus of Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, are pushed off to Sunday. How about the dinei avelus of Tisha B'Av? So the Minchas Chinuch quotes from the Shulchan Aruch, is Machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah, whether avelus is pushed off. The Ramah in Sif Yutes in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Daled, it says that when Tishba was Chalios B'Shabbos, Dvarim Shebetzina of Avelus Tashmish Amita is Aser on Shabbos. So you see that even if Dine Tainis are pushed off to Sunday when Tishba was Chalios B'Shabbos, but Dine Avelus are not, at least Dvarim Shebetzina of Dine Avelus are not. If Tashmish Amita is Aser, so the Dine Avelus do apply. So the Minchas Chinuch suggests that according to the Ramah for the Ashkenazim, according to the Ramah, what should come out is that when Tishba was Chalios B'Shabbos, even though the dinei tainus are nidcha, even though it won't be also lahoshet that's boba mayim, you can wash your face, you can wash your hands, but to be rochet kol gufo ben b'chamed ben b'tzoni, that would be also. So if a person wanted to go to the mikveh, let's say, on Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos, that should be also, because dinei avelus do apply. And rechitza, we assume, is a davar shebetzina, what people are going to know if I wash or I don't wash. If I go to the mikveh, going to the mikveh is a davar shebefarhesi. It's not a davar shebefarhesi in the sense that I could go to the mikveh, no one's there. Rechitza is viewed as a davar shebetzina. So if we say that dvarim shebetzina ataka noheg, the reason why dvarim shebefarhesi are not going to be noheg is because we know avelus befarhesi is never noheg on Shabbos. But if we'll say that dvarim shebetzina of Tisha B'Av will be noheg on that Shabbos, as long as the dinei avelus, not dinei tainus, so perhaps the issur rechitza mitzad avelus should apply. Mitzad tainus, the issur lahoshet es boba mayim. Minchas Chinuch says, of course it's not going to apply, because the dinei tainus of Tisha B'Av are going to be nidcha to Sunday. But the dinei avelus of rechitza, the issur to be rochitz kol gufo ben b'chamed ben mitzonein, that taka will apply, since rechitza is viewed as a davar shebetzina. So it comes out, 2 points. First of all, we have our first one of the chamisha inuyim that we see is really composed of two elements. The chamisha inuyim, or the issur of rechitza on Tisha B'Av, is composed both of a din avelus and of a din tainus. And there's an afkamina ladina on both sides. Because it's a din tainus, that's why it's also even lahoshet etz bo b'mayim. And because it's a din avelus, even though normally there's no real nafkamina because the din tainus is more encompassing, but at least when Tisha B'Av is chalios b'Shabbos, Minchas Chinuch wanted to suggest that according to the Ramah, who holds that dvarim shebetzina are knowing on that Shabbos, so the issur rechitza of bein b'cham and bein mitzon and of kol gufo will apply. So even if it'll be mutter lahoshet etz bo b'mayim, but it'll be also to be rochitz kol gufo bein b'cham and bein mitzon. What's about with the other chamisha inuyim? Are the other chamisha inuyim midin avelus? Are they midin tainus on Tisha B'Av? So let's talk about sicha. That's the sister iser, if you will, to rechitza. Rechitza and sicha often come together. What's the halacha when it comes to sicha? If rechitza has tzvei dinim associated with it, maybe sicha should as well. What's the halacha when it comes to sicha? So before we examine sicha on Tisha B'Av, we have to look at sicha on Yom Kippur. What's the halacha of sicha on Yom Kippur? Because we have to understand what's the din tainus of sicha. To know whether the din sicha on Tisha B'Av is only a din avelus and not a din tainus, you have to know what the din tainus is. So let's look at Yom Kippur, understand what sicha on Yom Kippur involves, and then we'll then try to plug it back into Tisha B'Av. So sicha on Yom Kippur is complicated. It's not so simple. On the one hand, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin, has a famous statement that Mishiyesh lo chatotin berosho soch kedarko ve'eno choshesh. Chatotin. What is chatotin? It sounds scary. Well, not only does it sound scary, it also hurts. Chatata Baros, some kind of a scab, some kind of an ailment in his head, that he has to smear something, some kind of ointment on his head. Now, he's not going to smear it, he'll put it on. He probably shouldn't smear it in the regular fashion. But Mishiyesh lo chatatim barosho, the Gemara in Yuma says, Socher darko v'enachoshesh. Even on Yom Kippur, he's allowed to do sicha. Sicha on Yom Kippur is generally asar for a bari. But Mishiyesh lo chatatim barosho, it's going to be mutter. It's a little bit strange. The Rishonim are all troubled. The Ran and Daf Aleph Amud Aleph and Dapei Arif and Yuma, as well as many of the other Rishonim in Yuma, all ask the kash. If sicha on Yom Kippur is asar min haTorah, has it mutter for Mishiyesh lo chatatim barosho? What's damned is a heter? It's an issa daraisa. For someone who's Mishiyesh lo chatatim barosho, he can eat chazar. Why should it be mutter on Yom Kippur? Sicha is an issa daraisa. So the Ran quotes from the Bali Tosfos. This is a Tosfos on Daf Ayin Zayin there. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara of Mishiyesh L'chatotin is Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, but the Tosfos is on Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. That from here you see that the Shari Noyim on Yom Kippur must only be Midrabanan. This is Tosfos' famous Yisod. That Achilin Shisiyaras are Minatora on Yom Kippur, but the Shari Noyim are only Midrabanan. How do I know? Because there's a dispensation for Mishiyesh L'chatotin Barosha. Mishiyesh L'chatotin Barosha is Soch Kedako Veino Choshesh. Mishiyodov Miluchlochos Betitu Vetzoa. Someone who's dirty is Rochitz Kedako Veino Choshesh. Well, we're just going to knock out the Yisurim Darais of Sichan Rechitza on Yom Kippur? The answer is, it must be that they're only Yisurim Midrabanan to begin with. So therefore, Chazal Mekel. Hey Mamru Vehe Mamru. Aye, but the Gemara in Yuma derives the Chamisha Yinuyim from Sukkim, from Shabbos Shabboson, from other Psukim, so that's just an Asmachta B'Yalma. It's a Remez Min HaTorah. It's not really a Mokar Min HaTorah, but rather it's only Midrabanan, so Heim Amar V'Heim Amar Chazal U'Mekam. The Ran is troubled. The Ran feels that the fact that we derive the Chamisha Yinuyim from Psukim should indicate that they're also Min HaTorah. So he's back to square one. He's troubled with this question about Mishayesh lo chatatim barosho, yadav muluch lachos betit betzoa. How do we answer? So the Ran says, he thinks the Shari Noyim ataka deraisa. And he says, you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Shvisa Sosa, Perek Aleph, that's what he says. The Rambam holds that they're all Minat Torah. He brings the Psukim, Shabbos Shabbos, etc. So the Rambam holds that they're deraisa. So the question comes back, how we make up for Mishayesh lo chatatim barosho. So the Ran answers with a fundamental yisod. He said there are some times that the Torah gives us an Isser, it gives us a particular halacha, but it doesn't define the parameters of that halacha. Sometimes the Torah is what, as the Ran phrases, Masran HaKosav L'Chachamim, to determine what the parameters of the halacha should be. We find this in other examples. Malachan Cholomoid, some claim, might be a similar idea. There are other examples where Masran HaKosav L'Chachamim to determine the parameters of the Din Daraisa. So the Ran says, for Shari Nuyim on Yom Kippur, that's exactly the principle, the Shari Nuyim Ataka Daraisa, but the Torah gave over to the Chachamim the ability to determine when the Shari Nuyim apply and when they don't apply. So Chazal said that only if the Sicha is Eina Shel Tainug, only if it's not for enjoyment, then it's going to be Mutter. If it's for enjoyment, then they said that's included within the Isser of Shabbosan, that's included within the Isser of Sichan Yom Kippur, but if it's Eina Shel Tainug, if it's not for enjoyment, then it's going to be Mutter. This is how Chazal defined the Isser Sicha Daraisa, the Isser Rechitza Daraisa. The Isser on Yom Kippur is to do Sicha, to do Rechitza, if it's Shel Tainug, if it's for enjoyment. If it's not for enjoyment, then it's going to be Mutter. What does that mean? So the Ran seems to be saying, Mishiyesh L'chatatam V'Rosh, Mishiyadav M'luch L'chos B'tit B'tzoa. So that's not a Sicha Rechitza Shel Tainug, that's why it's going to be Mutter. Sicha Shel Tainug, you want to put on perfume to make yourself smell good, you want to anoint yourself with oils and with other things to make yourself feel good, to feel better, that's certainly Aser. Rechitza, you want to wash yourself to make yourself feel better, it's not that you're dirty, you want to make yourself feel better, so that's certainly going to be Aser. The problem is there's a middle road here. We're talking about two extremes, but isn't there a middle of the road too? Mishiyesh L'chatatam B'rosho, someone who has a problem, he has a disability, so he wants to do sicha in order to alleviate his problem. So that's obviously on the other extreme, to a person who's going to anoint himself or going to spritz himself with some kind of fragrance to put a good smell on himself. But how about lahavera sazuama, what the poskim call to remove a bad smell, to put deodorant on, let's say, to prevent a bad smell or to remove a bad smell? Would that be mutter? Is that called a sicha shel tainug? Is that called a sicha sheino shel tainug? L'maisa on Yom Kippur. Is it mutter to put on deodorant in order to prevent a bad smell or to remove a bad smell? What does the Ran hold about that? I think according to Tosus, there's room to say that it should be mutter. If sicha is only midrabanan to begin with, so one could say, one could suggest that maybe a taka should be mutter. Maybe Chazal will make it for that as well. It's not clear from Tosus. Tosus doesn't talk about lahavra sazuma. One could suggest maybe lahavra sazuma should be mutter as well. Perhaps. Not so clear, but perhaps. How about according to the Ran? So from this line of the Ran, you don't see anything. You see the Ran setting up two extremes. The Ran is saying that Masun HaKosav LaChacham to determine when the Yisra Chitza Min HaTorah, when the Yisra Sicha Min HaTorah applies on Yom Kippur. And Chazal say that a Sicha Rechitza Sheltanik is Asr, but Mishiyadun Melechlochas B'tit B'tzoa, Mishiyesh L'chatotim B'rosho. These two cases are Eina Sheltanik, that's going to be Mutter. How about the middle case of Lahavir Sezuoma? So that's a Yerushalmi. The Ran on the Aleph Amid Beis Yuma quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Sicha, talking about Yom Kippur, Sicha ben shi shaltanik ben shi shaltanik asura. So the Ran quotes from the Yerushalmi that on Yom Kippur, Sicha even shayna shaltanik is asur. It's like a steer in the Ran from the Aleph Amid Aleph to Aleph Amid Beis. How could it be? It's not even a different daf. Daf Aleph, the first daf in the Rif. The Ran associates himself from the Amid Aleph to the Amid Beis. How could that be? The answer is, you have to understand what the Ran and the Falach Hamad Aleph is saying. The Ran says that Masun HaKosav LaChacham to determine when Sicha Min HaTorah applies to Yom Kippur. So what does that mean? Chazal said that Sicha Shel Tainug is Aser. Sicha She'ena Shel Tainug is Mutter. What does that mean, Eina Shel Tainug? So apparently, in light of that Yerushalmi that the Ran quotes, Eina Shel Tainug means only for Mishi Yesh L'Chatot and Berosha. Someone who needs refuah, so to speak, but makom choli. So then Chazal say that the Yisra Sicha Min HaTorah will not apply on Yom Kippur. But the middle of the road case, that's not what the Ran meant on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph when he said Eina Shel Tainug. Eina Shel Tainug on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph meant only Eina Shel Tainug klal. But makom choli, but makom refuah. But Eina Shel Tainug meaning it's not Tainug Gomur. It's not putting on a fragrance to make myself smell better, but it's lahavir sazuma to take away a bad smell or to prevent a bad smell, a middle of the road sicha. The Ran never meant to say that Chazal felt that should be mutter. Yerushalmi says that on Yom Kippur that kind of sicha is going to be asur. That is bichlal the isur of tainus. So when the Ran on Daf Aleph Amud Aleph says that masun hakosav lachacham to determine what sicha daraisa on Yom Kippur involves, and the Ran explains that Chazal say it doesn't involve Sicha Shena Shel Tainug, that doesn't mean Lahavir Sazuma. It can't. The Ran paskins like the Yerushalmi on the Falafel base that even Sicha Shena Shel Tainug is going to be Aser. So how could that be? It must be that the Sicha Shena Shel Tainug that Chazal say is not Bechlal Sicha on Yom Kippur, that's the Sicha that's Ena Shel Tainug Klal. That's what Mishi Yesh L'Chatot and Berosho. But Lahavir Sazuma will still be Aser. So how does this relate to Tisha B'Av? Now that we know that on Yom Kippur, at least from the Yerushalmi, it's mashma that even Sicha She'ena Shel Tainug, which obviously must mean Sicha Lahavir Sazuma, not for Mishi Yesh L'Chatot and Berosho, because that's a Gemara that on Yom Kippur Sicha for Mishi Yesh L'Chatot and Berosho is Mutter. So Sicha, according to the Yerushalmi, even Lahavir Sazuma is Aser on Yom Kippur. The question is, on Tisha B'Av, what's the halacha? What's the halacha for Sicha Lahavir Sazuma on Tisha B'Av? So that's not so clear. From the Yerushalmi, it's pretty clear. But from the Rishonim, it's not so clear. What did the Yerushalmi say about Sicha Shena Shel Tainug on Tisha B'Av? Anyone? The Yerushalmi says Beferish. What did the Yerushalmi say? B'Sicha Kehada, D'Toni B'Shabes, Bein Sicha Shi Shel Tainug, Bein Sicha Shena Shel Tainug Mutter. B'Yom Kippur, Bein Sicha Shi Shel Tainug, Bein Sicha Shena Shel Tainug Osir. B'Tisha B'Av B'Tana Sibur, Sicha Shi Shel Tainug Osir, Shena Shel Tainug Mutter. Yerushalmi that says that on Yom Kippur, even Sicha Shena Shel Tainug, which obviously means what? Not for Mishi Yesh L'Chatot and Berosho. Because Mishi Yesh L'Chatot and Berosho, Sicha on Yom Kippur is Mutter. Sicha Shena Shel Tainug is Osir on Yom Kippur for Lahavir Sazuma. So that same Sicha Shena Shel Tainug is Mutter on Tisha B'Av. Yerushalmi clearly draws a distinction between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. And this distinction must not be talking about Mishi Yesh L'Chatot and Berosho, because on Yom Kippur, for Mishi Yesh L'Chatot and Berosho, Sicha is Mutter. So you can't say that the Sicha Shena Shel Tainug that the Yerushalmi is talking about Lagabi Yom Kippur is Mishiyesh L'Chatot B'Rosh. It means Lahavir Sazuma. So the Yerushalmi clearly draws a distinction between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av regarding Sicha Lahavir Sazuma. How do we paskin? So that's a big problem. That's a big question. The Rambam has a very cryptic comment. The Rambam in Ilchos Tainios, Perek Hey, halacha yud. The Rambam says v'asa berachitza b'machamne b'metzone nafilu lahoshet esbo b'mayim. First he starts off by saying that on Tisha B'av it's asur to do rechitza. He says b'machamne b'metzone the din avelus, asur lahoshet esbo b'mayim the din tainis, as we described. Then the Rambam says v'asa b'sicha shal taina gubine ilas asandal b'tashra shamita ki yom ha-kipurin. It's also asur on Tisha B'av to do sicha shal tainug, anointing oneself with oils and perfumes for tainug, for pleasure. It's usher as well to engage in ne'ilas asan, to wear shoes, or tashra shamita, ki yom ha-kipurim. So if you read the Rambam straight, it would sound like he's saying that what kind of sicha is usher on Tisha B'av? Sicha shel tainug, sicha for enjoyment. So it would sound from the Rambam that sicha lahaver es azum is mutter, but then he says ki yom ha-kipurim. Now I know that on Yom Kippur, even sicha sheno shel tainug is usher. The Rambam and Ilchas Shvisas Aser paskins like that Yerushalmi, who says that on Yom Kippur, even Tzicha Sheno Shel Tanag Lahavres Hazuma is Aser as well. So what's going on? The Rambam says that the Isurim of the Chamisha Inuyim are compared to Yom Kippur, the Chamisha Inuyim of Tisha B'Av are compared to Yom Kippur, and yet he writes Lagabe Tisha B'Av that only Tzicha Shel Tanag is Aser, but Lagabe Yom Kippur, he writes that even Tzicha Sheno Shel Tanag is Aser. He paskins like the Yerushalmi regarding Yom Kippur, but the same Yerushalmi distinguishes between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. But yet, regarding Tisha B'Av, the Rambam says that also besicha shel tainug, only shel tainug, but shel tainug is going to be muta. So what's going on with this Rambam? Very difficult Rambam, very difficult. The Magen Mishnah on this Rambam just says that Dover borer dlo odif mi Yom HaKippurim. Tisha B'Av is no worse than Yom HaKippurim. It's no better than Yom HaKippurim. It's the same as Yom Kippur. So that's why the Rambam says it's Ki Yom HaKippurim, but that's Pilei Ploim. The Rambam in Ilchas Shvisas Asar in Perek Aleph Halachates, in Perek Gimel Halachates, the Rambam writes Beferish that on Yom Kippur, even Tzicha She'eino Shel Tainug Lahaver Sazum is Asar. So what's the Magen Mishnah talking about? That's the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. Lechem Mishnah is very troubled by this Ram. Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Tainios. He says the Rambam is Soser himself. He contradicts himself between Hilchos Shvisa Soser and Hilchos Tainios. So the Lechem Mishnah in the end wants to say that the Rambam really paskins like the Yerushalmi, that there's a distinction between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So what does he mean, Kiyom HaKippurim? He can't say that it's only talking about Ne'ilas HaSadol and Tashra Shamita. That's the only comparison he makes to Yom Kippur. Come on. Comparing everything. Rechitza is also compared to Yom Kippur. He should have put Sicha in a different halacha. He's comparing Sicha also. So what's the Rambam mean? V'asu b'sicha shel tainug. So the Lechem Mishnah suggests maybe the Rambam means the following. Ki Yom HaKippurim is that basically, fundamentally, all the Chamisha Inuyim of Tisha B'Av are compared to Yom Kippur. If I don't describe the details of the Chamisha Inuyim, the Rambam is telling us, so look at Hilchos Shvisas Asur and you'll see the details. There are many details that are left out over here. So look to Hilchos Yom Kippur to see the details. Of course, if I mention details of a particular halacha, so then you should realize that Tisha B'Av has a special din. So because the Rambam says only Sicha Shel Tainug is Asur on Tisha B'Av, that talk is different. That's not Ki Yom HaKippurim. He just means Ki Yom HaKippurim, that look at Hilchos Shvisas Asur, you'll see what the basic halachas of Yom Kippur are, and wherever I'm not going to describe the Pirtei Dinim of Tisha B'Av, you should know that it mimics Yom Kippur. But regarding Sicha, since he does say that Sicha Shel Tainug, only Sicha Shel Tainug is Asur on Tisha B'Av, what that means is Sicha Shel Tainug is Asur on Tisha B'Av, but Sicha She'eino Shel Tainug is going to be mutter, like the Yerushalmi Taka. Like the Yerushalmi, it's not like Yom Kippur. Aye, but on Yom Kippur, I say Ki Yom HaKippurim, he's not talking about Sicha, because here he described the details. So the Rambam is a straight Yerushalmi man. Aye, he said Ki Yom HaKippurim, he didn't mean it was going on Sicha. That's what the Lechem Mishnah suggests. Difficult Lechem Mishnah. It's a difficult Rambam, it's not the Lechem Mishnah's problem. Difficult Rambam. What does he mean? Ki Yom HaKippurim. It's not true. The Yerushalmi distinguishes between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. The Rambam seems to be like the Yerushalmi. He's the Yerushalmi man. But the Lashon Ki Yom HaKippurim is difficult. Who's against the Yerushalmi? Who's not a Yerushalmi man? Ramban. In the Torah Sa'odam, it seems to equate Yom Kippur with Tisha B'Av, even regarding Sicha. Ramban in Torah Sa'odam in page 7 in the handout, page Resh Nun Hey, he says, V'chein berchitzu b'sicha asu l'garmi ki yom ha-kippurim b'en b'cham b'en mitzone, da'amar Rabbi Elazar asu l'odam shi'oshin esbo b'mayim b'tisha b'av k'dev sh'asu b'yom ha-kippurim. The Ramban says, Rechitza and sicha asu l'garmi ki yom ha-kippurim. Of course, his example is only one of Rechitza. Ben Bechamin Ben Betzonein. No one's putting on perfume Bechamin. So Ben Bechamin Ben Betzonein, and even Lahoshi that's Baba Mayim. So his comparison, his examples are all Rechitza. But the Lashon of the Ramban is certainly Mashma this way. That even Sicha is compared to Yom Kippur completely. I submit to you from the Lashon, I didn't see this in the Achronim, but I was looking in the Ramban to see what his Shita would be. I think from this Lashon of the Ramban, it sounds like he holds that even Sicha Sheino Shel Tainug is Aser on Tisha B'Av, against the Yerushalmi. Why does he pass it against the Yerushalmi? We don't really have a Bavli, but I'm not sure. But he does say it. I mean, you can't deny the statement. So you could say, but the Rambam says it also, Ki Yom Kippur. Right, but the Rambam also says that Sicha Shel Tainug, that the only thing that's Aser is Sicha Shel Tainug. The Ramban says something much more. He says Rechitz and Sichas also legamri kiyom akipurim. It sounds pretty clear that the Ramban holds that even Sicha Shaina Shaltain, even Haver Sazuma is going to be Asur Tishma. Mishiyesh lachatotin biroshi. Ah, that's different already. Mishiyesh lachatotin biroshi. Since on Yom Kippur Sicha Mutter, on Tisha B'Av the Ramban Mistama will be matter that as well. But Haver Sazuma, to put the odorant on Tisha B'Av to prevent the bad smell or to take away a bad smell, the Ramban presumably would say that that's Asur, just like Yom Kippur. What are the svaras of the Yerushalmi and the Rambam on the one hand and the Ramban on the other? Why should I say that maybe Tisha B'Av should be compared to Yom Kippur, maybe it should not be compared? I mean, clearly they're arguing as to whether there's a din tainis in Sicha of Tisha B'Av or not. Is Sicha on Tisha B'Av Aser only midin avelus? If that's the case, then the charet should be Aser l'tainug, just like an Ovel. An Ovel has to be memayit b'tanugim, he has to be memayit b'simcha. So if Sicha on Tisha B'Av is only Aser Midin Avelus, so then it should only be Aser a Sicha Shel Tainug. If it's even Aser Midin Tainus, so then since on Yom Kippur even Sicha Sheina Shel Tainug, not Chatotin, not for Mishayesh Shel Chatotin, but even Lahavir Sazuam on Yom Kippur is Aser as well, so then on Tisha B'Av should be Aser as well. So the Chora, they're arguing about this issue as to whether Sicha on Tisha B'Av is Aser only Midin Avelus or even Midin Tainus. But why should that be the case? Why should I say that only Dinei Avelus apply to Tisha B'Av, or maybe even a Din Tainus should apply to Tisha B'Av? So this relates to what we discussed on the first day. What does Inui mean? We know the Pasuk says, L'gabi Yom Kippur Wad, V'inisem es nafsho sechem. So what does Inui mean on Tisha B'Av? The simple pshat in the Ramban is to say that the Ramban is L'shitasa. As we mentioned on the first day, the Ramban holds that the Inuyim, the Din Som of Tisha B'Av is Midivir Kabbalah. Everyone says it's basically Midivir Kabbalah. The source is Midivir Kabbalah. The question is, the application of the Chamish Anuim, the Chumras of Tisha B'Av, that Midivir Kabbalah, are those Midivir Kabbalah as well or not? We discussed, is it only a Minig? It's a Minig since Huchbalu Botsaros, so then even Bizman She'ein Sholom Ve'en Gzeres Malchus, on Tisha B'Av will still have this Minig of the Chamish Anuim as well. Or should I say that, or should I say, no, it's more than that, it's mamish midivir kabbalah. It's midivir kabbalah. The lashon of tzom in the pasuk means inui, just like Yom Kippur. So the chamisha inuim are going to be aser on Tisha B'Av, because that's what inui means. If that's what inui means, then we understand that the chamisha inuim must invoke a din tainus for Tisha B'Av as well. It can't just be a din avelus, because that's what tzom would mean. What's pshat in the Yerushalmi? What's pshat in the Yerushalmi that Sicha Sheina Shel Tainug is mutter on Tisha B'Av? What's pshat in the Yerushalmi that the din tainus of Sicha doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av? So one could suggest that the Yerushalmi holds that maybe Inui and Tzom do not automatically apply the Chamisha Inuyim. They disagree with the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Ramban. The Yerushalmi assumes that maybe Inui does not automatically involve the Chamisha Inuyim. Maybe Tisha B'Av is not Midivri Kabbalah. Maybe that Lashon of Tzom does not automatically mean Inui. It's not compared to Yom Kippur completely. Tisha B'Av is certainly Midivri Kabbalah, but maybe the Chamisha Inuyim are not Midivri Kabbalah. The fact that you fast, the Achil and Shasi is Midivri Kabbalah, but the Chamisha Inuyim are not necessarily Midivri Kabbalah. Who says that Tzom automatically implies Inui? Maybe the Shari Nuyim, what am I really saying? Maybe the Shari Nuyim of Yom Kippur are not Minat Torah. I mean, if they would be Minat Torah, Lechora, that's included within Inui. Yes or no? Right? We're saying one of two possibilities. Maybe the Lashon of Tzom of Tisha B'Av doesn't mean Inui. Or maybe even if it means Inui, Inui might not be Daraisa at all. Right? The Shar Inui might not be Daraisa on Yom Kippur either. But what does the Rambam say? The Rambam happens to hold that the Shar Inui Mataka Daraisa. So what exactly is going on over here? The Rambam holds that the Shar Inui Mataka Daraisa. That's what the Ran pointed out, right? Didn't the Ran quote the Rambam as saying that the Shar Inui Mataka Daraisa? So you see from the Rambam at first glance that Inui includes the Chamisha Inuim, not only Achil and Shasiyah. And yet the Rambam says that on Tisha B'Av only Sicha Shaltanig is also, not Sicha Shein Shaltanig. Let's chazer. According to the Ramban, the reason why the Ramban holds that even Sicha Shein Shaltanig is also on Tisha B'Av, that's because the Ramban assumes that Inui includes all the Chamisha Inuim. The Ramban will hold that the Chamisha Inuim on Yom Kippur are Daraisa, and Inui. So the word Inui includes all the Chamisha Inuim. So when it says Tzom in the Pasuk regarding Tisha B'Av, it relates, it means the Chamisha Inuim. So all the Chamisha Inuim apply Midivei Kabbalah to Tisha B'Av. So why shouldn't Sicha Shein Shaltanig be Asur on Tisha B'Av? How can we disagree with the Ramban? So we could say, if the Shar Inuim of Yom Kippur are not Daraisa, so then Inui doesn't automatically include all of the Chamisha Inuim. So then they won't necessarily apply to Tisha B'Av either. It's not clear that they'll apply to Tisha B'Av. But if that's the case, then why is Sicha Shein Shaltanig Asur on Yom Kippur? Didn't we say that Sicha Shein Shaltanig is Asur on Yom Kippur if you assume that the Chamisha Inuim are Daraisa, but if the Midi Rabbanah, Chazal would be Mekel? Right? So I think what you could suggest is the following. What are the Chamisha Inuim derived from? What pasuk are they derived from? The Gemara Yuma says from Shabbos Shabbos, and it has a bunch of ribuyim, a number of ribuyim. But the Rishonim, the Ran, mentions this idea of Shabbos. Shabbos. V'nisim v'snaf shoseichem, and Shabbos Shabbos. So I think the question you could ask yourself is, what does Shabbos Shabbos teach me? Even if the Shar Inuim ataka deraisa, but what is that teaching me? Look, we know the Shar Inuim, the Gemara in Yuma says there's no Chiyuv Kares for the Shar Inuim, only for Achil and Shasiyah on Yom Kippur, only for eating and drinking. So what does Shabbos Shabboson teach me? Is Shabbos Shabboson Megala that even though the Shar Inuim are different than Achil and Shasiyah, there is no Kares? But nevertheless, V'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem includes the Chamisha Inuim. Shabbos Shabboson is Megala how to learn V'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem. Or is Shabbos Shabboson an independent Rasha? Because there is no Chi of Kares for the Chamisha Inuim, that's Megala, that Shabbos Shabboson is not telling me something about V'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem. Shabbos Shabboson is an independent Rasha. The Ramban obviously learned how, like the first pshat, that Shabbos Shabboson tells me V'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem includes the Chamisha Inuim. That's why the Ramban assumes that the Chamisha Inuim are part of Inui, and through the Pasuk of Tzom, the Pasuk in Sefer Zechariah that calls Tisha B'Av a Tzom, Midivrei Kabbalah, Tisha B'Av as well has the Chamisha Inuim just like Yom Kippur, because Inui means the Chamisha Inuim. How do I know that Inui means the Chamisha Inuim? From Shabbos Shabboson. I think what you can suggest, what we can suggest, is that what the Rambam and the Yerushalmi hold is that Shabbos Shabboson is not a Megala on V'nisim Esnaf Shoseichem, that Inui includes all the Chamisha Inuim. Shabbos Shabboson is an independent Rasha. Shabbos Shabboson is an independent Rasha to tell me Minat Torah, because the Ramban holds that they're Daraisa. Minat Torah, the Chamisha Inuim are going to be Asur. Not only are Achil and Shasiyah on Yom Kippur Asur, but the Chamisha Inuim are also Minat Torah on Yom Kippur. But they're separate. Nataka is why there's no Chiyuv Kares. It's not part of Inuim, it's a different halacha. So if it's a different halacha, then we can understand why there's a split between Yom Kippur as opposed to Tisha B'Av. Shabboson is a din, legabei Yom Kippur, Shabboson, Shabbos Shabboson. Yom Kippur is referred to as Shabbos Shabboson. Tisha B'Av is Shabbos Shabboson, Tisha B'Av is a tzom. So if you tell me that Shabbos Shabboson is Megala, what Inui means, so then we might be able to apply that to Tisha B'Av through the mechanism of the word Tzom. But if you'll tell me that Shabbos Shabboson is an independent drasha l'gavi Yom Kippur that teaches me that the Chamisha Inuim are also Minat Torah, but they're not Bechlal Inui, so that's special to Yom Kippur, but it won't apply to Tisha B'Av necessarily. So what I'd like to suggest is that maybe the Yerushalmi and the Rambam are assuming like the second approach. The Shabbos Shabboson is a separate drasha l'gavi Yom Kippur. So even if the Rambam agrees to the Ramban and to the Ran at the Chamisha in Yuma Taka Daraisa against the Balitosis in Yuma, he's still not beholden to say that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av go hand in hand. Yom Kippur, the Chamisha in Yuma Daraisa, and the Isser, as the Yerushalmi says, might include even Sicha Sheina Shel Tainuv, because that's what Shabbos Shabboson tells me, that the Chamisha in Yuma Taka Asser. But on Tisha B'Av, since Shabboson doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av, so maybe on Tisha B'Av, the other inuyim besides achil and shasiya, maybe sicha is not necessarily. I mean, it's meaning. Well, it's not midivir kabbal anyway. It's not midivir kabbal. It's not included within psalm. It's a different issa that Chazal instituted. So if it's a different issa, it's not beholden to the dinim of Yom Kippur. It won't follow the same rules. Sicha on Yom Kippur will follow the rules of Shabbos. It's daraisa. There are certain chumras therefore in sicha. Maybe even sicha shenu shaltan lahavras azuma might be aser. But Sichan Tisha B'Av Laharis Azuma might be Mutter because it's not Bechlal Shabbos, so it's a different halacha. Because of a different halacha, maybe there are going to be certain coolest that will apply to Tisha B'Av. Yes.
I don't understand, even though it seemed to be what the Ramban was saying in the first year, that Tzom and Heat, the word Tzom connotes everything that Inui connotes.
Why should that be true?
The two totally separate words.
They are totally separate words, but. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban assumes that the word Tzom, even though the Pasuk in Zechariah does not mention Inui at all, but he assumes that the word Tzom, what does a fast mean? How did Chazal see a fast? How did the Nevi'im see a fast? What kind of fast do we have? What could the word Tzom mean? They're telling the people something. The people in Bavel asked the Navi Zechariah, the Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, what should they do? Should they still be knowing all the different tainios? So they respond to them, Tzom Arvit, Tzom HaChamishi, etc. So what does Tzom mean? It's part of Ksuvim, it's part of Nevi'im, excuse me. The Pasuk is in Nevi'im, and it's using a word that we haven't found before. So the assumption is there's a conservation of categories. We have to look back to see what other Tzomas do we have, what other fasts do we have. So we do have Yom Kippur. We know what that kind of fast is. So that's what led the Ramban to say, well, we make an equation between Tzom and Inui. It must be v'nisim es nafsho seichem is the type of nihug that Navi Zechariah was referring to in Tzom. I agree with
there
you. It's not muchach.
There can only be one kind of
one nihug. Kind, right? It's interesting. I'm not sure. That's what the Ramban assumes.
Maybe the Rambam just rejects.
He just says the word Tzom doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
Right, that's what when we started discussing this, I threw that as a possibility. It probably just confused you a little bit more. Right, that is a possibility. You can just say the word Tzom. You don't need this fancy lamdu shatara about Shabboson. Just say the word Tzom doesn't mean Inui. So even if Shabboson is Megala, what Inui means, but that's not what Tzom means. So that's the easy pshat. Tisha B'Av is different. It doesn't say Inui by Tisha B'Av. It says Tzom.
You might compare it.
Why compare it?
You might say Ki Yom Kippur. Why make the connection at all?
No, the Ramban clearly assumes that there is a connection. Tzom does mean Inui. But if we want to explain the Rama, what do we need this fancy brisku shtickle Torah? Just say Pashut. Just say that it only says Tzom Lagabe Tisha B'Av. Lagabe Yom Kippur does say Inui.
But the Rama himself is the one who compares it.
Not the
Rama. No, the Rama distinguishes. The Rama and the Yerushalmi distinguishes between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av.
Only for specific things.
Fesicha.
But the Rama, so then what about everything else?
Why is everything else compared? Rechitza is compared to Yom Kippur.
He says Ke Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but you have to say that's not because Tzom means Inui, because if Tzom means Inui, then there's a whole kit and caboodle that comes along for the ride. You can't just say, oh, it means Inui for this, doesn't mean Inui for that. You're going to pick and choose. We don't believe in picking and choosing.
No, Rebbe just explained that. You go on Shabboson.
But Shabboson is marba everything. Sich and Rechitza together.
Exactly.
No.
But that doesn't apply to Tisha B'Av. So therefore, that wouldn't come along with...
I understand. The Rambam distinguishes between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av regarding Sicha, but not regarding Rechitza. So... How exactly are you going to interpret Shabboson to distinguish in one Inui and not in the other? Right? There's a problem here. But if you say that there isn't this word comparison, there isn't this equation, either the word Tzom Legabe Tisha B'Av does mean Inui, or even if it does mean Inui, but maybe even on Yom Kippur, the Chamish Inuim are only derived from Shabboson, that's not Megala what Inui means, it's just a separate... Halacha, so then it might not apply to Tisha B'Av because Shabboson applies to Yom Kippur. Who says it applies to Tisha B'Av? So these could be some of the svaras. You could work with the svaras, trying to figure out what the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban is. Halacha lemaisa, how do we paskin? There's a very interesting give and take between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tisha B'Av. What's the halacha on Tisha B'Av? This year's Tisha B'Av is a mutter to put deodorant on Tisha B'Av. L'havras hazuama. So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tovkuf Nun Dalet in Siftes Vav says Sicha Ina Asura Ela Shel Tainug Avol Mishiyesh L'Chatotem Berosha Sokhe Darkov Eina Choshesh. The Shulchan Aruch says what Sicha is Asura on Tisha B'Av? Sicha Shel Tainug. But Mishiyesh L'Chatotem Berosha Sokhe Darkov Eina Choshesh. Shkoyach Reb Noach. The Shulchan Aruch gives me the two extremes, but doesn't tell me the middle. It says it's Eina Asura Ela Shel Tainug. Okay, Sicha Shel Tainug is Asura. Mishiyesh l'chatatam brosh is mutter. Great. But how about l'havras hazuma? The Shulchan Aruch leaves out the most important case. How many people are mishiyesh l'chatatam brosh? I hope not many. So I know shticho shaltanik is asr. And chatatam brosho, for him it'll be mutter. But how about l'havras hazuma? So the Vilna Gaon, in the Bira Agra there on the Shulchan Aruch, starts quoting the Yerushalmi, and the Rambam. The impression you get from the Vilna Gaon is that he holds when the Shulchan Aruch says Sicha Vein Asur Ela Shel Tainug, Vos Meintas, what does the Yerushalmi mean? Shel Tainug Mamish, Tainug Yisera, real pleasure, not Lahavar Sazuma, because the Yerushalmi and the Rambam hold that Lahavar Sazuma on Tisha B'Av is what? On Tisha B'Av, Rabosai, the Yerushalmi and the Rambam hold that Lahavar Sazuma Sicha on Tisha B'Av is Mutter. Right, that's the chiluk of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi distinguishes, says on Yom Kippur, even l'haver sazuam is aser. Even what it calls sicha she'ena shal tainug is aser. Now that doesn't mean mishiyesh l'chatatam v'rosho. The Gemara says that on Yom Kippur that's sicha is mutter. So what the Yerushalmi says sicha she'ena shal tainug is aser on Yom Kippur means l'haver sazuama, and the same Yerushalmi says that for Tisha B'Av is mutter. That was what we said in the Rambam, the Lechem Mishnah in the Rambam. So the fact that the Vilna Gaon quotes the Rambam and the Yerushalmi on the Shulchan Aruch implies that the Vilna Gaon holds that the Yerushalmi is matir, not only for Mishiyesh L'chatatam Barosha, but even for L'haver Sazuma. Sicha Eina Asura Ela Shel Tainug. Of course, it would have been better if the Shulchan Aruch had said, Avol L'haver Sazuma V'kolshken Mishiyesh L'chatatam Barosha Muteres. Would have been better, but that's what the Gra seems to be saying. I think the Mishnah Berurah points this out, that from the Diyuk of the Lashon Negra, it would appear like that. But the Bir Halacha quotes from the Mata Yehuda, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, who disagrees. The Mata Yehuda suggests that he thinks that we should paskin, that Sicha Lahavar Sazuma Teshuvah should be Yaseh, that Yom Kippur and Teshuvah should be the same. I do Shalmi! He says, okay, you shall me. I have a Bavli. Right, the Machogas Bavli Yerushalmi, we'll go with the Bavli. What Bavli? Who Bavli? Well, what's the Mata Yehuda talking about? So the Bir Halacha there quotes from the Bavli. A Bavli that we've seen before, Rabosai. Which Bavli are we talking about here? Gemara Pesachim on Daf Nundal on the base. Ein bein Tisha B'Av liyom HaKippurim ela shezeh sveko osu vezeh sveko mutter. Ben Hashmoshos of Tisha B'Av is mutter. Ben Hashmoshos of Yom Kippur is osu. That's the only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. That's what the Bavli quotes. Says the Mata Yehuda. That's the only difference. I'll give you another difference. Sicha she'ena shel tainug. Sicha lahavar sazuma. Let's say it better. Sicha lahavar sazuma. Sicha lahavar sazuma on Tisha B'Av is mutter, and on Yom Kippur it's asa. So how can the Bavli quote such a memory that ein Tisha B'Av liyom HaKippur mele shezeh sveko vasav zeh mutter? That's the only difference between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. It's not true. Sicha lahavar sazuma is another nafkamina between the two. Says the Mata Yehuda, you see that the Bavli disagrees. The Bavli felt that just like sicha lahavar sazuma is usur on Yom Kippur, it's going to be usur on Tisha B'Av as well, against Yerushalmi. So he says, l'maisi you should be machmir. Meaning l'maisi you should be machmir, that on Tisha B'Av sicha is usur not only midin avelus, but even midin tainis. Interesting riot. Raya from the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. So the Mishnah Berurah is nonplussed. The Mishnah Berurah is Doche is Raya from the Gemara Pesachim. He says something interesting. I'm not really sure exactly what he's saying, but the Mishnah Berurah has a very simple Dachia. Forget the Gemara Pesachim for a moment. But the Gemara in Tainis, what does the Gemara in Tainis say? Kol mitzvos hanagos ba'avil nagos b'tishav. What do you see from the Gemara in Tainis? That the Chamisha Yinuyim are also midin avelos on Tisha B'Av, not midin Tainis. So they're only asking midin taine. They're only asking midin avelus, not midin taine. Then sikha laharas hazum, or should be mutter. That's the Mishnah Bezraya. He says, you want to bring me a Bavli against the Yerushalmi to tell me we don't pass him like that? Yerushalmi, that sikha shena shaltanig is usur. Excuse me. That sikha shena shaltanig is mutter on Tisha B'Av. You want to bring me a Bavli that compares Yom Kippur to Tisha B'Av for everything except for Ben Ashmoshes? Right? You want to bring me a Bavli to tell me that we're against this Yerushalmi? But there is no distinction between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av regarding Sicha Lavra, says Uama, because the Bavli compares them for everything except for Bein HaShemoshes. I'll bring you a Bavli that says Beferish that the Chamisha Inuyim on Tisha B'Av are not also made in Tainis. Strange riot, because we know Rechitza is also made in Tainis. So even though Rechitza is mentioned by that Brisa, Kol Mitzvos Hanogos Ba'Avel, all you see from that Brisa is that there is a Din Avelis in the Chamisha Inuyim. Not that there's no Din Tainis. It's a very interesting raya of the Mishnah Berurah. Not clear what to do with these rayas. Rayas back and forth. So how do we pass in the Maisa? I think many poskim on Hegel. Many poskim assume that since there's enough to go on, there's a Yerushalmi and there's a Rambam, even though the Mati Yehuda seems to claim that the Bavli disagrees, there are ways of getting out of the raya of the Mati Yehuda. I think most poskim assume that it's mutter to put on deodorant on Tisha B'Av, because that's only Sicha Lahavir Sazuma, and maybe on Yom Kippur, Sicha Lahavir Sazuma might be Asur, but on Tisha B'Av, Sicha Lahavir Sazuma should be mutter, because even if Rechitz is Asur on Tisha B'Av, both Midin Avelis and Midin Tainis, maybe for Sicha we can say that the Din Tainis does not apply to Tisha B'Av. Okay, because that's the Beferish of Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi distinguishes between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av regarding Sicha. How about ne'ilas ha-sandal? How about wearing shoes? So there's an interesting tshuva that Rav Haigon had that might shed light on this issue. Should we say ne'ilas ha-sandal on Tisha B'Av is also midin avelus, or is it also midin tainus? This is quoted in the Otzer Haga'onim in Tainus on the Flamid, page 9 in the packet. Rav Haigon was asked, is it mutter on Tisha B'Av to engage in one of the Chamisha Inuyim after a little bit of the day? Let's say after Chatzos. We'll see there are different distinctions that we have between before Chatzos and after Chatzos and Tisha B'Av. So, should we say that the Chamisha Inuyim apply for half the day, and then the other half of the day, they don't apply? Wow, that's quite a concept, right? You can't eat chazer in the morning, but you can eat chazer in the afternoon. Well, what kind of a shail is this? So Yitaka says that the minig of the Anshi Mitzrayim, the minig in Egypt, was that they would walk with their shoes at the end of the day of Tisha B'Av, the second half of the day. They would go to work, maybe. They would do malacha. The minig not to do malacha is only until chatzos, so they would do malacha, and they would walk with their shoes afterwards. So Rav Haigon was asked, is that correct or incorrect? How could it be correct? How could you only be noig for half the day? So we know there's an age-old principle called Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo, that sometimes a nihug for part of the day is enough. If you observe a certain halacha for part of the day, that's enough. Where do we find the din of Mitzvah Kekulo? Avelis. And Ovel is knowing the Avelis for Shiva, but the last day of Shiva, he's only knowing a Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo. If you're not Menachem the Ovel in the morning, you're not going to get a chance on... If you're not menachem in before the seventh day, you're not going to get a chance. Because basically they daven, and then they say a nicham avelim, and that's the end of it. Mikzas ayam kakulo. That's it. There's only a mikzas. So they asked Rav Haigon, maybe we should say mikzas ayam kakulo. Maybe ne'ilas asadla should only be us for part of the day, and the other part of the day should be mutter. So he gives several answers. One answer he gives, he says, look, really, we should be misabel on the Churban Beis Hamikdash every day. The whole year we should be in Avelis for the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But Chazal didn't want to be machbid on the Tzibur. They didn't want to be too heavy on the Tzibur, make it too difficult for the Tzibur. So they said, we'll be misabel on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, meaning in the most significant way. We have a 3 weeks, we have a 9 days also, but the main Avelis of the Churban Beis Hamikdash is on Tisha B'Av. So Chazal said, on Tisha B'Av we'll have the Avelis of Shiva. So it turns out that Tisha B'Av is not really a day. It's really only mixtas of the Avelis. It's not the whole Avelis. And then you're going to say mixtas Hayom Kekulo. It's only a mixtas of the Avelis we really should have. You should have the Avelis the whole year. So you can't say a miktas of a miktas. What, miktas of Tisha B'Av is kakulo? Miktas ayam kakulo? It's only a miktas of a miktas because really it's supposed to be masabal the whole year. So Tisha B'Av is the miktas that Chazal gave us. So you can't say miktas of a miktas kakulo. That's the first answer that Rav Haigon gives. But then he suggests something else, and this is echoed earlier. There are two pages over here. So both on page Kuf Yud Gimel and page Kuf Yud, page 48 and 47, he gives this second answer. Then he points out, he says, I'm not sure that this is a kasha at all, because it's the only thing that we're being knowing on Tisha B'Av of Din Avelis. This is a tainus sibur. It's a tainus. Does Mixas Ayam Kakulo apply to a tainus? That's a real racket, right? You can fast for half of Shavasa Batamas and then it's over. Half of Asar B'Teves and then it's over. I'm sure a lot of people would really enjoy that. But it doesn't work. There's no such halacha. Regarding Avelis, we find in the Din of Mixas Ayam Kakulo. Regarding tainus, we don't find. Says Rav Haigon, Tisha B'Av is a tainus. Yes, there are Dine Avelis that apply to tainus, but presumably he's saying the Ilas HaSandol is also not only Midin Avelis on Tisha B'Av, it's also Midin tainus. So even if you'll say Mixas Ayam Kakulo on the Din Avelis of Ne'ilas HaSandol, but on the Din tainus of Ne'ilas HaSandol, you can't say Mixas Ayam Kakulo. So the question doesn't even begin. So it would appear if Haigon is grappling with this issue, he's misstopping about this issue. Should we say Ne'ilas HaSandol is also on Tisha B'Av Midin Avelis, or is it even also Midin tainus? The first pshat, which is a big chiddush to say, what, Tisha B'Av is only a Mixas of the whole year? Just in concept. So you can't say Mixas of a Mixas Kakulo. That's assuming a worst-case scenario. That's assuming Ne'ilas HaSandol is only also Midin Avelis. So what's the answer? It must be that Mixas and Kakulo can't apply for some other reason. Regarding the Avelis of Shiva, Mixas and Kakulo does apply. So why doesn't it apply for Tisha B'Av? It must be only a Mixas of a Mixas. But the second answer he gives is saying, your assumption was wrong. You think Ne'ilas HaSandol is only also Midin Avelis. Who says? Vushtate? Doesn't say that anywhere. Maybe it's also Midin Tainus as well. If it's also Midin Tainus, it's a double portion that Mixas Ayam Kakulo doesn't apply. Mixas Ayam Kakulo should only apply to Dine Avelis, not to Dine Tainus. So this could be what the Rav Haigon was mistopic about Gufa. So there are two answers. So either way you slice it, whether Ne'ilas HaSandol is also Midin Avelis or Midin Tainus, we know that Mixas Ayam Kakulo will not apply to it. But is there any nafkamina lemaisa whether Ne'ilas HaSandol is only Midin Avelis or even Midin Tainus? The answer is yes. There are certain circumstances in which the Din Avelis of Ne'ilas HaSandol will not apply, but a Din Tainus might apply. What's that example? Let's say a person has to go on a journey. If he's in the city, he's not going to be walking among rocks. So in the city, he doesn't have to wear his shoes. He can go barefoot. For us, this is not so relevant, because if you wear sneakers, so you can go on a journey in your sneakers. It's just as protective as shoes. But in those times, if you weren't going to wear leather shoes, you're going to have to wear some kind of cloth covering to your feet. Obviously, they're not going to protect your feet as much. So the question was, a yotzei laderech, someone who's going on the way, does he have to not wear shoes? He has to adhere to the issin, the ilas HaSandol, or can he put on his shoes? So that's a Yerushalmi as well. It's the same Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi actually has this in different places, but it's the same. It also appears there in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph in Yuma. Yerushalmi says that an Ovel or a Menuda, someone who's excommunicated from the community, so Ovel or Menuda Shayim Halcha Mederach Mutarim Ben Ilas Asanuk Shevo La'ir Cholzin V'chein B'Tishuba V'chein B'Tanis Tzivur. Yerushalmi says that an Ovel or a Menuda who have a din that they're not allowed to wear shoes, so when the Mahalchim Baderech, they can put on the shoes, and when they come into the city, they take off the shoes. Says the Yerushalmi, V'chein B'Tisha B'Av, V'chein B'Tainus Tzibur. This kula applies to Tisha B'Av as well, not only to an Ovel, but to Tisha B'Av as well. Yeah. Who disagrees? Who claims that there's a split between Ovel as opposed to Tisha B'Av?
The Rambam.
The Rambam in Hilchas Ovel and Perakei Halacha Vav says the Rambam says that Baba Derech is allowed to wear shoes, just like Yerushalmi. And yet in Hilchas Shvisa Sosar, in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, the Rambam leaves out this kula. There's no kula of Baba Derech. And in Hilchas Tainios, in the Halacha that we just quoted in Perek Halacha Yud, he writes that Ne'ilas HaSandol and Tisha B'Av is Kiyom HaKippurim. There's no out, because that's the word right before, right? You can't say, oh, he's referring to something else. That would be very difficult. The Rambam writes at the end of Halacha Yud, right? Asa b'sicha b'shal tainag b'neilas asandol b'tash shamita. Oh, it's not the word right before. B'neilas asandol b'tash shamita kiyom ha-kippur. What's he's only comparing Tisha B'av to Yom Kippur regarding tash shamita? Mestama b'neilas asandol b'tash shamita. That means that Tisha B'av is like Yom Kippur. So if he leaves out the kula regarding Yom Kippur, l'chara the kula would be left out for Tisha B'av as well. The Rambam is splitting between Ovel as opposed to Tisha B'av. This prompted the Rav in one of his Yartzeit Shiurim. This is published in Shiurim L'Zecher Abba Mori, Chelek Aleph, page Petes. The Rav suggested that from the Rambam you see that Ne'ilas HaSandal on Tisha B'av is more chomer than it is regarding Ovel. Ne'ilas HaSandal on Tisha B'av has a din tainus associated with it, just like Yom Kippur. And that's why it's different than in Ovel. I, Yerushalmi, compares the two. It's interesting. The Yerushalmi is Lishitasa, right? The Yerushalmi assumes that Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av are split. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av are split regarding Sicha, right? The Yerushalmi says that regarding Sicha, Yom Kippur, Sicha and Yom Kippur is also even Eina Sheltanig, Lahavar Sazuma, but on Tisha B'av it's Mutter. So the Yerushalmi clearly implies that Sicha and Tisha B'av is Midin Avelis, but not Midin Tainis. The same Yerushalmi, just a line before, seems to be saying what? Ne'ilas HaSandal on Tisha B'av. There's also only Midin Avelis, not Midin Tainis. That's why it's comparable to an Ovel. That's the same Yerushalmi. It's Lushitasa. It works out nicely. So why does the Rambam split? The Rambam, by Sicha, Paskins like the Yerushalmi, that there's a distinction between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av. That Sicha and Tisha B'av is similar to Avil, it doesn't have it in Tainus, and yet regarding the Ilas Asando, the Rambam doesn't pass like that, Yerushalmi. The Rambam seems to say that Tisha B'av is similar to Yom Kippur regarding the Ilas Asando, there isn't in Tainus. So what's going on? The Yerushalmi is beautiful. Lishitaso, the Yerushalmi obviously assumes Rechitza has a din Avelis and a din Tainus on Tisha B'av. Sicha? No. Ne'ilas HaSandal? No. That's why they're a coolest. For Sicha, there's a kula of Lahavir Sazuma. Ne'ilas HaSandal, there's a kula of Baba Derech, of someone who's traveling. But the Rambam splits. The Rambam says regarding Sicha, there is a chilik between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av. Tisha B'av does not have a din tainus regarding Sicha, but regarding the Ilas HaSandal, the Rambam says Ki Yom HaKippur, it sounds like there is a din tainus. How could that be? It's against Yerushalmi. What's the answer? The answer is the Rambam probably had a Bavli. Did you look at that Bavli? The Bavli in Moed Kadon on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, when it quotes this halacha, the Bavli has a striking omission. Did you notice? Kisha Amru Asu B'nei Ilas HaSandal Lo Amru El Abir Avol B'derech Mutter HaKetzad Yotza laderech noel nichnas la'ir cholitz v'cheina tamotzei. By what? This halach is about tiny osibur for the geshamim. V'cheina tamotzei b'what? B'menuda uba ovel. What's missing? Well, this price is about tiny osibur, and that Tisha B'av is missing. The Bavli doesn't quote Tisha B'av. Yerushalmi said Tisha B'av.
Bavli hasn't been discussing Tisha B'av in the whole sugya, though. Why would it mention it
okay,
here?
But the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Toni. The Yerushalmi is quoting a Memra. If this is a Memra, Rav Yosef is quoting a Memra in the Gemara in Moed Kadon. So if the Memra says that, why wouldn't you quote it? You're saying we're only talking about Ovel and Menuda, so that's all the Bavli cares about. I don't know. If it's quoting the Memra from the Yerushalmi, it sounds like Ovel is mentioned first. Now let's see the Yerushalmi again. Tani Avel and Menuda Shay Mahalkin Baderach Mutar Benila Sasanel Cheshivo Beir Yachlotzim B'chein B'tishva B'chein B'tanet Tzibar. It's not the same memory. It's a very different memory. The memory in Moed Kadon is focusing on Tainis Tzibur. The memory in the Yerushalmi is focusing on Avel and Menuda. It's interesting. It's a different memory. But the Bavli doesn't quote Tisha B'av, so maybe that's what the Rambam was hiding behind. Maybe the Rambam assumed that I'd love to go with the Yerushalmi, but the reality is the Bavli is against. So apparently you see that there are distinctions to be drawn. Right? The Ramban compared Yom Kippur to Tisha B'Av, it seems, regarding all of the halachas. Not only for Rechitza, but even for Sicha. Stamma, Nilas, Asandal, the Ramban would say the same, I would imagine. The Rambam compares Yom Kippur to Tisha B'Av in certain respects, but not in all. For Rechitza, yes. For Sicha, no. Ne'ilas HaSandal? Yes. It's interesting. Yerushalmi? Rechitza, yes. Sicha, Ne'ilas HaSandal, no. You see that there are different approaches in the Mefarshim, both in the Bavli Yerushalmi and in the Rishonim, as to whether the Chamishinim of Tisha B'Av are only Midin Avelis, or are they even Midin Tainis? And there are certain Nafkaminis. Is it as expansive in Isser? Would we assume even Sicha Lahavres Hazuma would be Asser? Would we assume Ne'ilas HaSandal, even for Yotze Laderech, is Asser? There are some very important issues that would hinge on this question as to whether the Chamisha Inuyim of Tisha B'Av are only Midin Avelis, or are there even Midin Tainis?
Yes. Why would this be? Like, why would they? Why would the fact?
So I think the answer probably is, certainly if you assume that Rechitza is the only item that's also Midin Tainis as well, it could be Rechitza. Rechitza is the kind of thing that someone can abstain from. It's not such a difficult thing. Ne'ilas HaSandal, if you're going on the journey, that would be very difficult. So maybe Chazal felt that there was no reason to be Machmir so much. Sicha as well, Lahavras as Uma. It's not a full Tainug. It's not really a full Tainug. So maybe there Chazal had a dispensation. It's not a Macham Choli, but nevertheless they felt that it was necessary. Rechitza? Why should you engage in Rechitza? What's the Tzorech? Maybe Chazal felt that there's less of a Tzorech for Rechitza, so they felt that all of the Dinei Tainus of Yom Kippur that apply to Rechitza should apply to Tisha B'Av as well. As opposed to some of the other Chamisha Inuyim, Chazal felt there was a Tzorech, so therefore they didn't apply it across the board. The question is, when you start to distinguish, when you start to say not only Rechitza is a Din Tainus, but even Ne'ilas HaSandal is a Din Tainus, then why is Sicha any different? I mean, obviously you'll have to say something like Chazal felt is more of a reason for a dispensation when it comes to Sicha Lahavres Azuma. Ne'ilas HaSandal, they didn't feel there was as much of a need. I don't know. It seems like there should be a need in terms of Ne'ilas HaSandal as well. I don't know, but that's obviously what we have to say. We're just trying to describe, to give the svara, to describe the different shitos over here as to whether there's only a Din Avelis in the Chamish Inuyim or even a Din Tainis. We'll stop here.
Doesn't the Rambam say very different things?